time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? We're a weekly show here on msonewsports.com. Thanks for tuning in. In the opening segment, I like to make that short and sweet because we want to get to our real star of the day. It's going to be our guest, and it's going to be the Andover Field Hockey Coach. We had her on earlier in the season, and we have her on at the end of the season appropriately as Andover made the finals but lost to rival Walpole. They've been playing each other, it seems like forever, in that Division I state final. And we're going to hear all about it from Coach Morris after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Andover Field Hockey Coach Bridget Morris. Coach, what's going on?
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, yeah. About 24 hours later, coming off a state final, falling just short in the Division I championship to Walpole, 2-0. Have you had time to sort of just digest that whole game and sort of how it broke down?
Yeah, I've been doing nothing but that, actually.
Oh, man. Torturing yourself.
I won't say torture because it's nice to, I think, get a little reflection, and it almost a little comforting just to understand kind of what happened. I mean, it was their two goals were quick. So that I think was hard for us to even digest those during the game. Cause they scored both of them. I think I'd have to go back and look at the times of them, but it was like within 2 minutes, maybe within a minute of each other, that they put the ball in the back of the net twice. So even just not even having the time during the game to digest that, was difficult. But beyond that, I think my kids played well. So there's some good things to be taken from the game too.
Yeah. Had you guys had a deficit in any of those previous four tournament games?
No.
Yeah. So like, this is what happens with amazing, great programs. It's like you get into this tournament and you're like, all of a sudden we're behind. That hasn't happened in a long time. Like, can you even recall the last time you were behind in a regular season game? Like before.
Yeah. And it happened earlier this season. So
yeah.
I think when we played Central Catholic the first time, they got up on us. Yeah. And we did answer. And then, I mean, we ended up losing that game, but we lost, I think, 3-2. And then I think we'd even scored one that got called back. Like it was a more like back and forth game. I cannot remember the last time that someone's been up two goals on us. Yeah. And I I, like I said, it was just not the type of thing that, like, I think someone scores one goal and I think my kids could have adjusted, reacted, and they probably could have put one back in. But I think the two happening so quickly, I think, was a little shocking for them, because that's not something that happens with us.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden there's this new world and you're like, wow, we're behind. What do we do? How do we react? And, you know, as the game went along, you know, what were some of the reasons that the offense sort of stalled? Was there a lot of pressure put on and it just wasn't, you guys weren't able to finish, or what kind of broke down there?
It's not that we didn't play well. So I'll start with that. I think my kids worked really hard. I think every kid that was on the team was busting their butt. My goalie made, I think 14 or 15 awesome saves. They had like 18 corners. We stopped. They only scored on one out of 18 corners. I mean, we did a lot of things really, really well. But if you compare how we played to how Walpole played, they had a better day. I mean, every pass they had connected. They put a little bit better pressure on. They were receiving balls a little bit better. I mean, if you looked at how my team played, I would say, yeah, Andover played well. But if you compared it to Walpole, Walpole had a great day.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and let's face it, they won back-to-back championships. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have, their program is like, you know, it's kind of like very comparable to yours, obviously. And getting there is such a journey, a challenge, the regular season, and then four tournament games it takes to get in the finals. So it's, does it feel like there was such a huge sense of accomplishment just getting there? And, you know, obviously you want to finish the deal, but just getting there is like everything.
Yeah. So this team in particular this year has to have been one of the most improved teams. I mean, I've been here 6 years, but one of my assistants has been around for 17 years and he's in agreement. The growth that we saw, we haven't seen it before in a team. I mean, so that in of itself to me was a huge accomplishment. I mean, they when the first set of like power rankings came out, like we were ranked really low. So to like kind of claw ourselves up to the fourth seed, we all, like as a coaching staff, said, okay, if we can, let's look at the final four. If we can reach the final four and win the final four, if we can kind of meet the expectation of our ranking, we'll have considered this season a success. And we're like, anything that happens beyond that is just extra. So for me, we won the final four game. And that was important to me because that's always my senior's last home game. So they won their last home game. And then we went to the semifinal and we won the semifinal. And I was like, that's a plus. So while it would have been nice to win the state championship, I didn't start the season with a team I expected to win a state championship. So that is something I think to be considered.
Yeah. I mean, the four seed, you know, you get into the finals. Walpole's a two seed. They didn't lose a match this year.
Yeah.
And you guys are 15-2-1 coming in, and you won four straight. So 19-2-1 versus, I'm assuming they had three or four games, 20-0-1 coming into the game. I mean, just two powerhouses going at it. And there's a history with these two teams. I mean, you guys beat them the last time you faced each other in the finals, correct?
Yeah. So it's the last 4 years, it's been us and Walpole. And the first two we took and the second two they took. So I just said to my assistant, I guess you win them in twos. So maybe the next two are ours. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just one day, you know, the tournament's so grueling. It's like, if you don't have your best day, then that's it. You know, you don't get a second chance. And it's like, but to provide yourselves with that opportunity, like you said, to get there is the goal. And now you have how many minutes is the game? Like 60 or so? Yeah. You get 60 minutes. And let's see what happens. This team, was it, you said it was so improved, and that's all you want to see as a coach, improvement, progress. You know, what is it going to, what does this senior class leave, you know, in it for the next crew?
They have been, I mean, we were all crying yesterday. I mean, I loved this group of seniors. They cared so much about each other. They cared so much about me. They cared so much about Andover field hockey. Just that overall, like, love for each other, I think is a huge example for them to leave for the underclassmen. I mean, just like down to the last minute of the game, they all were out there like doing their best yesterday. And that's really all I can ask for, like, my younger kids to see and to know what to expect. You know, I had three freshmen with me yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can learn one thing from yesterday, it's like, just don't give up. Like, just keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's emotional when it comes to an end like that. I mean, you're with each other for a good 3-4 months, not to mention all the other years you've been together too. And it must have been pretty special for you, because these are the group of girls that, let's say, your juniors and now seniors, they brought you along as a head coach. This is your second year, correct? As the head coach.
Yeah. And we did talk about that, because I had the majority of these seniors were on my JV team when I coached JV. And then when I came up to varsity, and then I also coached, of my, I think I have 8 seniors, 5 of them, I was their JV lacrosse coach for a year. Like, I've known these kids and coached these kids for so long.
Yeah. Their jump to the varsity kind of dovetailed your jump to the varsity.
Yeah.
And they grew with you. And tell me about, you know, the final impression that these captains gave you too. Obviously, they're a huge part of this team. How did they do tournament wise? I mean, you need the captain's leadership more than ever when it comes to the postseason.
Yeah. So they just fought like relentlessly. The last 3 games that we played. So when we played when we played Belmont, when we played Wellesley, and then when we played Walpole, those 3 games, we were on defense almost the majority of all 3. We were very fortunate in Belmont and Wellesley that we were able to get a couple fast breaks and put balls in the back of the net. But these other teams had the ball, were on offense for most of these games. And the defensive leadership from my captains was beyond impressive. And I mean, my captains play all over the field. I have one who's a forward, 2 that are mids, and 1 that is a defender, but all 4 of them were just relentless. And that's why we won those games. I mean, it was just the defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are the key cogs and specifically in that defense?
Scarlett Glass. She's my senior captain who plays center back. And she just, I think one of the reporters called her a brick wall earlier this year. And it's just so accurate. Because if you try to like dribble through her, it just bounces off.
Who else brought up some of those key moments in the defense?
Lucy McLean, another captain. She's our flyer on corners. She had me laughing. I was talking to her this morning. She said her feet are bruised because when you fly, you run like, I think it's like a 15-yard sprint repeatedly, 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 and then you stop short. So the front of her toes are bruised because she's been flying so much over the last 2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But she kept people from scoring.
Yeah. Right. You know, victory is painful sometimes. So in this team, you know, 1 goal, like 2 goals coming into the state finals in 4 games, and then another 2 goals in the state finals. So at the end of the day, 5 tournament games, 4 goals allowed. I mean, the defense brought it.
Yes. And they were in the beginning of the year. If you had said like, oh, what's your strength? I would have been like, it's not my defense. And they just really blossomed this year. And I'm excited because 2 of the 3 of them are still going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, that's huge. How about scoring wise? What do you lose in production on offense? And what do you got coming back that's exciting?
We were losing, of my 4 starting forwards, I'm losing 2, which are going to be Bella Di Fiore, which she's going to be irreplaceable. I mean, she's just her speed and her ability to just get the ball in the back of the net. And then Vivian Aloy, who doesn't score as much, but she seems to score when it counts. Like she scored, I think, the 1 goal we got in Beverly. Yeah. And then there's been other times in the year where we've just needed one. And she's been the kid that's like smacked it in. So we're losing both of them, which is going to be hard. But I've got Chloe Broderick and Ella Sewell, which are a sophomore and a junior that are still going to be around. And they're both awesome. I don't know what I'm going to do with Chloe yet. Her sister was a defender. So we might have to explore some options with Chloe, but she's been awesome this year.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, like Bella had early in the season, she netted her 50th goal, right? And so she had to finish with a lot more than that, I'm assuming. Like maybe
60. Yeah, I think she was about 65 by the end of the season. Yeah.
I wonder how that ranks, you know. There's so many good girls that have gone through this program. It's maybe the par for the course having a mid-60 career goal score every year, graduate.
I've been trying to find numbers. I know she didn't meet the season record, because that was 34, and I think she's sitting at about 30. Okay. But I'm trying to find like total points and total. I'm trying to find some records to figure that out, because I think she's got to be up there.
Yeah, in the conversation at least. So what happens next, coach? You know, I mean, the 4 months, we know what goes on, but the 8 months in the off season, there's got to be some kind of model, some kind of playbook, because every year you keep coming back one of the state powerhouses. So what happens in those 8 off season months? That's exciting.
I mean, a lot of it's on the kids, which is awesome, because it's a really great opportunity, I think, for them to get that self-discipline, but they all play other sports. They all go and do their own thing. They play hockey. They bunch on lacrosse. I've got a softball player. But in the summer, they're great. They do camp and they do summer league and they do captain's practices. And they all know that if they show up in shape, they do less running. So they all go on runs together and they do kind of all the little things. I mean, I always say to them that if you can show up in shape, then we can get rolling. We can get started with field hockey. So that's always my hope, is show up in shape. And then day one, we're focused on field hockey, not if you're in shape. If you're not in shape, then we're going to run.
Yeah. You think these girls would want another crack at Walpole, or does it matter? Yeah. You just want the plaque.
Well, for me, it doesn't matter. I'll play whoever you put in front of me. I'm going to play. But I think, remembering back when I was a teenager, I'm sure these kids want another crack at Walpole.
Yeah. It's now. So let's say you make it to the finals next year against them. How many years would it be? Like the fifth meeting?
That would be the fifth in a row.
In a row. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And that's since they've switched to the new power rankings. Since they've swapped to the power rankings, it's been us and Walpole. So yeah. I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Did Watertown end up winning it in D2?
They did.
Okay. Well, what's that like? You know, 33 in a row or something? Nah, I know they haven't won that many in a row, but
I think it's four in a row, but it's like they're 20 something, which is, I mean, they're just a powerhouse. Sandwich gave them a good fight though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what it seems to be like. You know, you kind of figure you get a little bit of a quasi state title there if you give them a good fight. Like Newburyport last year, I think was 4-3 or something. Right. That was an accomplishment, you know. What a factory, just like you guys and Walpole. All right, coach, do you put the whistle down for 8 months or so, or do you keep busy with coaching, whether it's handover or outside?
I put the whistle down a little. I'm thinking about taking up refereeing because I am getting a little stir crazy in the spring, but we'll see. Maybe some lacrosse refereeing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's either lacrosse or field hockey.
Yeah.
All right. Coach Morris, Andover field hockey, runners up. I appreciate you coming on the show again and keeping the momentum going with this program. I think I even said this last year, I'll see you in another 12 months or maybe 9 months. We'll do the season, early season interview, and then the postseason one. So, if you're up for it, I am.
No, always, always happy to chat.
All right, coach. Thanks so much. Have a good night and, tell the girls congratulations.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Talk soon. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Keith, that's the other show. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, folks. How's it going? Thanks to Coach Morris for a great interview and a great future foundation for that team moving forward. Let's talk a little football, shall we? In Division I circles, the Merrimack Valley shut out again. They will not be making any move forward progress in Division I. Methuen losing to the Prep and Central Catholic losing to Needham. So that could have been a Central Methuen state semifinal, but of course the Prep and Needham had other ideas. Let's go on to Division Four, where Tewksbury does make the state semifinals. Congratulations to the Redmen for getting in there. Duxbury is the opponent, their longtime rivals. Walpole High School is the site. Duxbury is the number one seed, 7-1 coming into the tournament. They beat Canton 30-27. Tewksbury beat Somerset Berkeley 40-20. And that game is at 5 o'clock, Walpole High, Saturday, November 23rd. Grafton and Scituate are on the other side of that bracket. And your other Merrimack Valley team comes from Division 5, and that's Shawshin out of Billerica. They play Old Rochester Regional. Shawshin's the number one seed, still undefeated, 8-0 heading into the dance. And Old Rochester Regional is the four seed, so this is the matchup that we expected. Old Rochester 7-1, they beat Norton 42-10, and Shawshin absolutely crushed Newburyport 42-0. On the other side of that bracket in Division 5, you got Foxborough and Hanover playing on the same day as Shawshin. Shawshin's Friday night at 5 at Scituate, and Foxborough and Hanover is Friday night at 5:30 at Plymouth. So same time, late Friday night, we will have our Division 5 Super Bowl matchup. So that does it. That does it for the Valley teams. Thanks for tuning into the show. We appreciate you coming on and listening to us. We're a weekly show every Thursday. We will be out Wednesday, the Thanksgiving holiday next week. Do a little Thanksgiving preview of some Merrimack Valley games and talk about possibly a Super Bowl preview with Shawshin and Tewksbury making the dance. Let's hope. Talk to you soon, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors and everybody else. Have a good one.